So forgive me for keeping looking at this, but
no, you're
completely
fine.
I want to get the quote right, right? So in connection with this Michael Gableman elections investigation, on the radio he said that he's sure that it's true that he, like most people, do not have a comprehensive understanding of how the mechanics of an election work. He said, for example, when I put my paper ballot into the machine, I'm left with no other thing to do except sort of hope for the best. I mean, so is that what you're doing, you know, watching ballots go in and crossing your fingers?
Absolutely not. We have so many checks and balances in place to verify the number of ballots matches the number of people who voted. When you vote in person, you're signing the poll book. When you vote absentee, you're signing the envelope. We have to match the total number of ballots has to match the number of people who voted. We have checks and balances all the way through the system to make sure your vote is counted. The machines we use are tested before the election and after the election. They're audited to make sure that they're working correctly. And to be certified, they have to go through rigorous testing to make sure that they do not make any errors. And then they have to be certified. They're certified at the federal level and they're certified at the state level before we can even purchase them to use in an election.
So when someone says you put your ballot through the machine, what literally happens then to that ballot?
So an image is taken of that ballot and it's stored until the polls close on election night. They verify that all of the voters have voted who were in line at 8 o'clock. They make sure all the absentee ballots have been processed. Then they hit the closed polls button, and then it tabulates everything and calculates the votes. It then randomizes the images so that your vote remains anonymous, and it prints out a report. Those reports that print out are what we certify the election off of on after the election at our board of canvasses. So we're checking going through the ballots after the polls close, looking for write-ins, looking for someone who may have circled the name instead of filling in the oval.
Sorry, thank you.
All the songs are coming out now.
So he stopped backing up. What are you checking?
We are looking through all the ballots at the end of the night. We're looking for any write-ins. We are looking to see if someone may have circled a name instead of filled in the oval. And make those adjustments as we need to make sure everyone's vote is counted the way that they wanted it to be counted.
Were there any errors in the 2020 election in this county? Any errors that would have resulted in the change of the results?
No.
Was there any fraud?
So there are some cases in the state, I believe two or three, that are in the courts right now. They have not. They're still in the process. So until they're finished, no one is guilty until they're proven guilty. They're innocent until proven guilty.
But of the 3 million voters, I think there are 4 people who have been
possibly
charged.
Yeah. Yes.
So when you see this kind of information out there around investigations, what do you make of it? What do you think? What's your reaction?
It's hard to say. It depends on what they're looking at. I've had so many odd questions over this past year. It's almost November. It's almost a year since that election. And some of them are looking at one of the questions that came up in the different items was, why is the same initials on the back of a ballot? And that's because the clerk has to initial all the absentee ballots, or the poll workers initial the ballots at the polling location. They're supposed to be there. If it's a municipality with one clerk, they will all look the same for that municipality because that's the clerk sending them all out. So it depends on the question. Some of them are really not understanding the system. And I would love people to understand the system better. I would love more poll workers that go through training to understand everything we do. I would love more observers at those polling locations to see what's happening.
Because it's being described as kind of a mystery. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's not.
It's not a mystery. Everything is done in the open. It is done where there's observers can be present It is done where there's election observer. You as the as a elector coming to the polls is actually an observer watching what's happening. It's done in the open so everyone can see what happens.
And so what do you think about whether or not these investigations might compel you to testify in a deposition?
I'm not sure where it's going to go. We'll see when we get something. I have a lot of knowledge about elections. I've been doing them for 12 years. And I really, when I first started as a clerk, I had to go through what's called municipal core training, which all clerks do to run an election. And learning the system and all the checks and balances in place, I thought, wow, somebody really thought this through to make sure that we're not doing it in closed doors. We're having everyone check things. Multiple people, not just one.
So you have full faith and confidence in the results of the Wisconsin 2020 election?
I do.
Why?
Because I helped test everything. My clerks test everything. We audit. We are following state statutes to make sure we are doing everything correctly.
Does it make you angry ever that people keep questioning it?
I think back to what happened in the past year and a half and how our lives have changed and all the emotions involved. And the way I look at it is that when someone is highly stressed and there's very emotional items involved, they tend to believe the myths over the facts. And I think that's part of the reason that we're still getting questions on this election.
Are you talking about the pandemic?
The pandemic. The pandemic created a lot of things, a lot of different stresses. And it wasn't like, can I find toilet paper? Am I going to get this disease? Am I going to have a job? It created lots of other emotions in there that weren't just pandemic, but other things in having to do with their lives.
And so you just think people are generally stressed out and kind of the worst of them is coming out, or?
I think the emotions are taking, like I said, they're leading them towards the myth instead of looking at the facts.
Hmm. Is there anything you'd like to say to investigators like former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman?
Well, I know that he's trying to learn about the election process. But if he has any questions on how it works, what we do, please ask. I can go on for hours on our election process. In fact, I do. I teach lots of classes on it. So if he's got questions, please ask.
Do you at all feel like someone like that should know?
Elections are very detailed. I would expect him to have some idea of how it would work, but there's a lot of detail in how elections are run. It takes hours and hours of training to run an election, and having the experience of running them and how it actually works at the polling locations, at the county clerk, at the municipal clerk's office. Just reading the statutes doesn't give you how it really works in real life.
Just because it's complicated, though, doesn't mean it's nefarious.
No, it doesn't. It means there's lots of checks and balances in place.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to add on this?
Not that I can think of.
All right. You're really great. Thank you. This is why Marissa said, come down and talk to Lisa. Thank you.